You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is former 17-year Congressman Jim Trafficant, who is apparently driving. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here with you, David. I'm glad to be anywhere. You know my situation, but I'm driving to D.C. to meet up with Pete Pop Heracles. We fly out tomorrow evening for London for this Bilderberg conference.
What are your thoughts about that now? You're going to be flying out tomorrow to, I guess, Heathrow Airport or somewhere around there, and you're going to be monitoring the Bilderberg group's meeting there. This is, I guess, maybe the 60th or 59th time they've met, something like that. And, of course, this is the first time that a former congressman, it seems like, has ever visited the grounds of the Bilderberg. Is that right, Jim?
Well, I mean, visited it from this side of the program.
Right,
usually
right.
Been invited. I guess I'm the first congressman to ever go, ex-congressman at least, to ever go over there, see what's going on. You know, David, what really gets me is that, you know, they have three of these Bilderberg conferences in America, and no one's really looked into the fact that who's paid for the security and what amount of money do our taxpayers put into this, if any. And I think that this stealth organization, which has gotten away with a sort of laissez-faire type of social club thing, I think they need to be put to the mat. And that's basically what I'm going to try and do over there, is monitor them, see what's happening, have them refuse to grant any of us entry, certainly, and then pursue it in a different vein. I think Willis Cardo and Jim Tucker deserve great credit for bringing attention to the American people, this type of stealth operation, which evidently revolves around the international bankers. I think that's the glue that keeps this thing together. I believe that their agenda is what is on the table. So that's what I plan to do, David. And when I get back, I'm hoping to meet with American Free Press officials, including yourself, and see if we can move a Freedom of Information Act program against this thing to find out once and for all if, in fact, they have something to do with our government, what is it? And if the government's going to hide behind classified, then it's certainly not a social gathering. So one way or another, I think it's time to push the button.
I agree, and I'm sure most of the listeners agree. Now, Jim, there has been some news coming out of the Bilderberg area. Of course, they're meeting at this Grove Hotel, this very posh Grove Hotel. And it seems that, at least I'm reading this on the AmericanFreePress.net website in the breaking news section, their top stories, it said, Bilderberg restriction notices now posted around Grove Hotel for residents and protesters. You expect that it's going to get kind of hot out there?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, what really gets my attention, I'm certainly has gotten many others, is why the stealth? If it's an international gathering to discuss world matters of importance, why the stealth? Why the exclusivity of it? Why do they take a 1,500-bed hotel and completely empty it for these 150, 200 people, removing all the staff? And most of all, who does the inviting of the American participants? How does our White House, executive branch, participate in all this? I think these are valid questions. Again, David, I think Willis Cardo and Jim Tucker put the spotlight on this entity. I think it's time now to find out. And I wouldn't be surprised if this thing overheats over there and you could have some civil problems that are rising and maybe some protest problems. But for them to be so defensive makes one wonder just what the hell is going on with this group.
Right. Yeah, they actually threw out Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew who had reserved a room there at that same hotel. They actually ejected them just over the weekend.
I've heard that, and I'm glad to see that people like Alex Jones have put it on their agenda. But I think one thing we must remember is none of these people were around for the many years when Jim Tucker and Willis Cardo kept the flame alive on this thing. And I think American Free Press deserves a lot of credit, tremendous amount of credit for what they have done to help educate and enlighten the American people. So I recommend it, David, to Chris and to Michael and Pete and Mark and everybody else down there, including yourself now, that we pursue a program of Freedom of Information Act activity. I was very successful in utilizing that to free John Demjanjuk, to prove his innocence. And I'll tell you something. No matter how they hide behind it, there's always a crack in their secrecy, and I'm sure we might be able to bring that out and find exactly what's going on, and I think that's the way to go about it. I want to know who's selecting the American participants, if the Bilderberg group is, who's paying for the security when they were on American soil with our FBI and Secret Service surrounding the place, who paid for Kerry's visit when he was Secretary of State to this group. I think these are reasonable questions, and if it's taxpayer money involved, there should be an accounting of it. And if the government does not want to make that accounting, then they must call this classified. And if it's classified, it's certainly not a social gathering. It's a matter of great importance to the government. And I think this is the way to now unravel Bilderberg. And I'm hoping that the American Free Press sees that avenue as well and goes forward with that type of agenda.
Yeah, and I think there are people out there who are thinking right now the same way you're thinking, because I don't know if you saw this, Jim, but there was an article on May 21st, UK Independence Party draws attention to Bilderberg 2013. A member of the European Parliament has raised the alarm on Bilderberg, stating he has written all major mainstream media outlets in the UK, as well as submitting a Freedom of Information request to the Hertfordshire Police Commissioner, asking who is paying for the expenses of all this policing.
See, this is all starting to happen now.
Right.
I find it amazing that, you know, we discussed this at a roundtable. What was it, last week?
It was around the same time, right?
About the same time. Next thing you know, they're breaking out. And all I can tell you is this. It was very successful with the Demjanjuk matter. And it brought me the evidence to take a man who was convicted for mass murder on sentence to be executed, a man on death row. And I went over to Israel and strengthened the evidence I was able to procure from my FOIA request and from other whistleblowers, was able to bring that man home. And certainly, all the evidence I got was in the hands of the Justice Department. They should have gone to prison for what they did to that man.
That's right.
And what a travesty. But nevertheless, that strategy did work, and it unraveled that sensational case. And I think it gets to the bottom of this one.
It looks like we lost you a little bit there, Jim. As you said, you're going through the mountain, so the reception is going to be spotty. Well, we lost Jim, but next time we'll be speaking with him, he'll be in England. So stay tuned in a few days when we get Jim back on the line while he's covering Bilderberg outside of London.